Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. If you enjoy the show, interact with myself and other listeners. Shoot me an email at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. Be part of an ongoing conversation with other listeners on our Facebook page, facebook.com/simplyscottish. And at the official website, simplyscottish.com, you'll find an episode archive and more information about the show. That's at simplyscottish.com. The 2012 Pixar Disney animated movie Brave is a fairy tale set in the Scottish Highlands. It's the story of Merida, a skilled archer who defies age-old customs and causes chaos in her family's kingdom. Today we'll take a look at some of Scotland's enduring folklore, myths and legends in the first part of a series. First, some music. Talented singer Julie Fowlis has taken Scottish music by storm in the last few years. The most exciting thing about her music? She sings entirely in Scottish Gaelic. She won Album of the Year at the 2007 Scots Trad Music Awards and was BBC Radio's Folk Singer of the Year the following year. After a successful tour of North America and Europe to promote her 2011 album, one of her songs was featured in trailers for the movie Brave. Here's the song now, from her 2005 album Mar Aha Moch Thie, or As My Heart Is.
Isker kjun en du se hegen, du er van i alt jeg kan se spiren. Hvala med rivin jeg si djerach, sjein foskane kik noen. Fagr I ense hong og sjelvåg, sredt hatt gir I kjansen hjermalt. Nå det ingen øyk og kjernal, ha man gul I dørst og hong. Ha skikt hjelt med høyger I turling, slup om brunk og kunnen og fluring. Hit jag urna hojt jag huri, bäsur och tog och kvån. Klissa nina kvällna håren, tjävis kjön mar gruchpen och vis. Svandi tjäl gering gani, ham och gull I varst hon. Hjern lais jæsne rilten, hjålan rimesk milnen spiren. Høyen og brån galirer, skar og gif havne son. Hjall mi farske drilten og nokven, høyn med guller hun var sjøver. Bevinja gøyren brånach, han og gull I varst og hån. Reining gjølve gjøn og havlug, blodar I vintøvn og blahu. Sige gull I vishen ashtri, gjen og grak I varst og hån. Bakri le gul сламлар аждыгын.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. Scotland is a land rich in history. Supporting that history is a long tradition of written and oral material, including the folklore of communities and regions, myths and legends, and fairy tales. Much of this tradition was passed down through songs and storytelling, but some attempts to compile written collections have been made. One example would be the work of Scottish writer and poet James Macpherson. In 1760, he published Fragments of Ancient Poetry Collected in the Highlands of Scotland and Translated from the Gaelic or Erse language. Macpherson also made trips to Scotland's Isles in search of manuscripts. The following year, he produced a volume of poetry he translated from the writings of legendary 3rd century Irish bard Ossian, most notably an epic poem about Fingal, a hero from Irish mythology. Although the historical authenticity of this work has been challenged, it was widely popular and inspired many other writers and leaders, including Walter Scott, Napoleon, and Thomas Jefferson. Now I behold the chiefs in the pride of their former deeds. Their souls are kindled at the battles of old, at the actions of other times. Their eyes are flames of fire. They roll in search of the foes of the land. Their mighty hands are on their swords. Lightning pours from their sides of steel. They come like streams from the mountains, each rushing, roaring from his hill. Bright are the chiefs of battle in the armour of their fathers. One modern-day connection to the legend of Ossian is Fingal's Cave, an amazing sea cave on the uninhabited island of Staffa in the Inner Hebrides of Scotland. Scottish novelist Sir Walter Scott described Fingal's Cave as one of the most extraordinary places I ever beheld. It exceeded, in my mind, every description I had ever heard of it. Composed entirely of basaltic pillars as high as the roof of a cathedral, and running deep into the rock, eternally swept by a deep and swelling sea, and paved, as it were, with ruddy marble, it baffles all description. Local tour companies pay visits to the cave, where you can explore right off the boat, or by walking to the cave overland. German composer Felix Mendelssohn visited the cave in 1829, and wrote Die Hebriden, or Hebrides Overture, commonly known as Fingal's Cave Overture. He was inspired by the strange echoes in the cave. You're listening to Mendelssohn's overture now, followed by a song called Fingal's Cave by Wolfstone.
Thank you.
Is the Loch Ness Monster the stuff of legend, or is it true that something lives in the dark waters of Loch Ness? Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/simplyscottish, and tell us what you think. Since the northern Celtic nations are surrounded by water, it is not surprising that myths and legends involving water would be common. In Celtic folklore, the Kelpie was a supernatural water horse believed to haunt the rivers and lochs of Scotland and Ireland. Appearing on shore as a lost pony or a beautiful woman, they are known to lure humans into the water to drown and eat them. Their skin is like that of a seal, and they can be identified by their constantly dripping manes. Even children are not safe from them. One common Scottish fable is the story of 9 children lured onto a Kelpie's back, while a 10th keeps his distance and manages to escape. 2 other mythical inhabitants of Scotland's waters include Selkies and the Loch Ness Monster. Selkies were mythical creatures that could transform between seal and human by shedding their seal skin. Male or female, the Selkie folk would dance on lonely stretches of moonlit shore or bask in the sun on outlying skerries. Most stories are about Selkies coming into contact with humans. If a Selkie's seal skin was lost or stolen, the creature was doomed to remain in human form until it could be recovered. The Selkie legend originates on the Orkney and Shetland Islands, where selch or selk is the Scots word for seal. The 1994 movie The Secret of Roan Inish explores the myth of the Selkie, as does the 2009 Irish romantic drama Ondine. Loch Ness is part of the Great Glen, a fault line that runs 60 miles from Inverness to Fort William. Loch Ness is the biggest of 3 lochs in the Glen, and is the largest body of fresh water in Britain. At around 22 miles long with a depth of 754 feet, there is plenty of room in the loch for a large creature. The legend of the Loch Ness Monster has captivated people around the world for generations. One hypothesis is that the creature is the last of a line of plesiosaurs, long-necked aquatic reptiles. Others think it may be a long-necked newt. Whatever it is, it's been around for a while. The earliest sighting is said to have been made by St. Columba in 565. The Irish missionary witnessed a beast rising from the water, about to attack a man. Columba held up his cross and commanded the monster not to touch the man. Upon hearing this, the beast returned to the depths of the loch. Other sightings have been recorded, but it wasn't until the 20th century that photographic evidence came into play and curiosity about Nessie reached fever pitch. There is another loch monster that's popular in Scottish legend. Details in a few minutes.
Bye.
This is Simply Scottish, available on iTunes and at simplyscottish.com. Today, the first episode in a series on Scottish myths and legends. After Nessie, another well-known Loch monster is Morag in Loch Morar. The name is a pun on the name of the loch and the girl's name Morag. Sightings date back to 1887. In 1948, a peculiar serpent-like creature, about 20 feet long, was reported by 9 people in a boat. In 1969, 2 men accidentally struck the creature, prompting it to hit back. They defended themselves with oars and a rifle before it disappeared under the water. Loch Morar is over 1,000 feet deep, making it the deepest loch in the British Isles. To the west of the loch is the small community of Mallaig. Unlike the communities around Loch Ness, Mallaig makes no effort to cash in on Morag. No reliable evidence of Morag has yet been uncovered, but the legend persists. On an upcoming episode, we'll continue our exploration of Scottish folklore, myths and legends. We'll also take a closer look at the 2012 animated fantasy movie Brave, which brings the magic of Scotland to life in the story of a medieval princess. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Log on to our website, simplyscottish.com, for a music playlist and links to more information about Scottish folklore, myths and legends. And you can join our Scottish community at facebook.com/simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join us next time for more of all things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
It's Friday night and you've been working all week. You drag a comb through your hair as you walk down the street to the bar where you're meeting your queen for today.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
It doesn't get better than this, no. Never be better than this. Night is still young and your blood's on fire. Doesn't get better than this. The wind whips the curtains and pulls by the door, and it soaks through the jacket that you've just bought. Your matches won't light and the cold makes your hands shake. Your girl's looking bored, so you pick up the pace. Take her out in the night, let the stars see her face. 'Cause in 2 days' time, you'll be back on the line. It doesn't get better than this, no. Never be better than this. The night is still young and your blood's on fire. Doesn't get better than this. It doesn't get better than this, no. Never be better than this. The night is still young and your blood's on fire.